cover his own ass and lie. So Ted's just a fucking thief.
Wait, what? How did that go? Ted.
Ted's a thief. When that show went on that Phil Stansbury is upset about or whatever, I mean, Ted is part of the business with your dad. So why is Ted dragging in his pain and all this other shit with it?
So is Stansbury working with Ted?
Not really, no. Like, no, I don't think so. Obviously not. He's doing it, but, you know, now Ted's just pointing the blame to everywhere else other than him and his business that he doesn't get fucked over. And now that he has this mistake that he can fucking point the blame to, he's going to do that, you know? It's over his own
house. Well, it kind of looks strange that Stansbury's now going after my house and not Ted's house. Yeah, I don't even know how he knew the terms of my mom's trust and all these family companies, and it seemed pretty bizarre that all of a sudden he changes the complaint.
Ted's dragging it into it.
Ted's dragging? How?
Ted, that's what he's doing. Don't you know that?
No.
Of course he is. No,
I'm learning something new every day in this, Rachel. That's all.
How would Bill know any of that? He wouldn't.
Right. Exactly. Well, and he's got all the documents. He's got everything of size from the office. He's got the house on lockdown, and he has no authority to be doing any of that.
No, but because he's a fucking Selena, and they're fucking illegally running shit, he's away with it.
It's so illegal. I'm getting ready to file in the court some documents, so it should change all the whole game here in a minute. It's heavy.
I don't know this for sure, but if I was a Sherlock Holmes, this is what would make sense to me. I'm surprised you haven't thought of this already.
About Stansbury?
Yeah.
Well, I've always thought something didn't look right in that case all along, but I thought that Stansbury...
I feel like this is an investigation of Phil Stansbury wanting to know if your dad paid for my clothes. This is all because of Ted wanting to know if he paid for my clothes and all this shit. When everyone knows I paid for my clothes with the money I got from the check that I got initially for suing that guy. Like, my dad didn't pay for anything of mine. Like, it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, why are they bringing up your medical?
Oh, well, maybe it's Maritza they're talking about.
No, they specifically say...
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Because I was told that this whole thing about her getting the money and by the Ted's kids, that she got that money and...
Oh, originally a long time ago? Okay, I heard that whole story too.
And that she got the boobs.
Yeah.
Well, if she didn't get the boobs, there's another bullshit story Ted circulated to make everybody hate Maritza, which seems to be all of the hate on Maritza came from Ted's accounts of his dealings with her.
Well, and apparently, though, it's the one to get her boobs done again last March. And then your dad said that he wasn't going to pay, that he went with her to the appointment, they made a thing, and then I think they got into a fight, and, like, she wasn't going to do whatever he wanted her to do or whatever, and they got in a fight, and he canceled it.
So why would Stansbury want to see your medical records? He requests them in his complaint specifically. You have a whole paragraph of how he wants all of Rachel Walker's medical records. Well, no, that's what Ted's attorney replied was, you know, under HIPAA, these are private records. and blah, blah, blah. But it's just weird. Why would he ask? It's so weird.
That is really weird.
So didn't you find anything out while you worked at the fucking office for me? Didn't you grab some documents, photocopy?
What?
Didn't you get any information while you worked at the office?
No, there's nothing there. There's nothing you can find out, like, I don't know what's going on. This is what sucks, like, I don't know. It's just weird because it's almost like I trusted him, but then I feel like I absolutely should not have. Like, I felt like he was doing the best. He was, like, telling me that he was doing what was best for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was before I heard all this shit from Kenneth and stuff, and that he was on board, and then all of a sudden when I went away to rehab, all of a sudden now I'm hearing about how he's trying to take your house and all this other shit, but before that, you told me, like, oh, yeah, I want to buy the insurance policy so that, you know, so Elliot and them can get the money and da-da-da-da. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, oh, my God, yeah, that'd be great, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like he slowly, like moved away from me. Like, he was never around to have a meeting with me. And then I went to school and got, like, my license and stuff. And then all of a sudden he was never around and, like, didn't care about what I was doing. Like, I was like, well, I need a meeting. Like, well, how to give me leave? He was like, oh, yeah, I'll give you leave. But then he would just disappear and he never gave me any leave and stuff. And then I was just like, all right, something weird going on. And then it's almost like they got all the information out of me that they needed for the estate, you know? And then by the time I got my license, it was just, they had what they needed and he was already done with me and then just kind of kicked me to the curb.
And what's going on? What's going on with the girls?
I'm going to the bar mitzvah, and I talked to Jill. I talked to her a couple weeks ago. I haven't really talked to Lisa in a couple of weeks, in a few weeks, actually. I've kind of been busy since I've been here, though.
And what are
but
they?
As far as I know, everything is fine with them.
Well, give it a little time, and like I said, it should all be changed in a minute.
It's just really sad.
Rachel, are you going to Julia's bar mitzvah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm planning on it at least so far until I hear otherwise.
Good, send us pictures.
Yeah, we can't go.
Yeah, I know, it hurt. That's so bad. I will send you pictures.
Good. Yeah, because we actually love Julia.
You know who called me last week? I have to call back, but I went up north this weekend. I have to call back today. Barbara Nicolario called me.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, I haven't talked to her in months, so I can't wait to call her back and see how she's doing.
Yeah.
Oh, Barbara.
How's Richard doing?
Who?